live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Folks, it is Thursday, but this isn't like your usual Thursday on the sporting calendar. No, this is a very special Thursday in which all of our attention darts towards the National Football League. And fans everywhere have hope. Hope is the key word when discussing what is the NFL draft. That's right, it is draft day, ladies and gents, and I know there are numerous NFL fans out there, specifically here in the state of Michigan, who rock out the Honolulu Blue each and every season, crossing those fingers, hoping that the Lions can somehow put things together and go all the way, or at least make the playoffs, right? And today is a key component in fueling some positive hope for you fans out there, especially when you consider the fact that the Lions can make some noise with pick number 3. Now, that pick may shift. I'll explain in just a moment. Because we're going to talk about all things NFL draft today, and I will start by dissecting what exactly the Detroit Lions will do with that round one pick number 3. Will they keep it and draft? I don't know. I'll dive into the names in just a moment. Or will they trade the pick? I think the latter is the more realistic possibility, but we will comb through what exactly the Detroit Lions will and should do, because I think those are two very different conversations, will and should do tonight in round one. I'll also tell you how it's going to be a bit different, seeing as though we are in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic still. Social distancing is encouraged. Well, I guess depending on the state, right? So, that means that NFL teams will be drafting in a very different way. We are talking about video conference style. Very, very different way. I mean, no longer, at least tonight, at least this year, this week, you will not see players walking up on stage and shaking the hand of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, throwing on a team hat and holding up a team jersey, posing for pictures, making that dream come true. You'll still probably see the hats and the jerseys donned, but it's going to be very different not seeing these players embrace Roger Goodell, take that photo, and get interviewed by a reporter right then and there. It's going to be very different. A very different NFL draft. So I'll tell you about those details as well. And I'm going to give you my mock draft as well. Just when it comes to round one, I'll tell you who I think will be picked in round one, and I'll give you guys a few moves that may take place tonight, at least according to my predictions, all right? So this is an NFL draft special. I know so many of you out there are excited. So many Detroit Lions fans out there are excited. You know, for me, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. You guys know that. Respect the star. And I'm actually sitting here right now rocking my Dallas Cowboys lid as I talk to you all. Many are predicting that we may have a pick tonight due to some kind of trade. But I'm excited, man. I'll give you my mock draft, and I'm excited to, because I really did some homework here. I'm really excited to see how many of these I nail, because I'm feeling pretty confident right now, but we'll see. All right, folks, you can be a part of the draft conversation by texting us, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can text, not call. You can go to facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment there. And you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, let's get right to it. I want to start here. Of course, the NFL draft is tonight, as the NFL will hold a fully virtual draft that will serve as a fundraiser benefiting six charities that are battling the spread of COVID-19 and delivering relief to millions in need. Now, teams will orchestrate the draft from their homes. How about that? Communicating through several virtual platforms, Zoom and Skype will be in order tonight, making those selections. Now, each team's designated drafter will be logged in to the league's Microsoft Teams private and encrypted draft channel and will make the pick through the portal. For a backup plan, a team can call the league's VP of player personnel, who is Ken Fiore, and make the pick that way. There is also a muted conference call where the club official can unmute his or her line and announce the selection to the league. Very interesting stuff. You know, I just can't help but think about somebody maybe hacking. You know, with it being virtual, you just think about crazy things, right? This is unprecedented territory, right? But somebody like hacking the Zoom or Skype and like making the wrong pick for a certain team. And okay, that idea isn't mine, all right? I stole that from the Bleacher Report, which put together one hilarious video about a hacker hacking in during the NFL draft tonight and like mouthing picks that teams don't want. It is so funny. It's a cartoon animated kind of thing. Check it out. I died laughing, all right? It's pretty good stuff. I actually shared it. For those who follow me on Instagram, I actually shared it on my Instagram story. So going to be very, very different. And while the draft selection process will be different, the format remains the same. The time allotted to select picks won't change. 10 minutes in round one, 7 minutes in rounds two and three, and 5 minutes in rounds four through seven. So starting tonight, 8 o'clock to what is scheduled to be 11:30, that's your draft, round one. You can catch it on ABC, ESPN, the NFL Network, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Deportes. More on the NFL draft in just a moment. And more on this topic, the Lions. What will they do with that number three overall pick? Because Detroit has been open
about its interest in trading out of the third overall pick. And the Miami Dolphins, they were always one of the most obvious candidates to make it happen. They need a QB. They own the fifth overall pick. And they have extra first-round picks to spare, sitting on three overall. But what if they want to make a trade with Detroit, as well as keep, the fifth overall pick? Because according to a report out there from the Miami Herald, that's what they're trying to do. They are trying to get that number three from the Lions and still keep number five. Interesting. They've already spoken with Detroit about what such a deal might look like, according to the Miami Herald. The Lions are interested in moving down, but they also aren't interested in moving down so far to miss out on the premium talent like, let's say, Ohio State corner Jeff Okuda, Auburn defensive tackle Derrick Brown, or Clemson do everything man Isaiah Simmons to move off the third pick and out of the top 17 entirely. That would require Miami to sweeten the deal way beyond equitable. I can't see it happening, but it's at least being reported by the Miami Herald that this is a possibility. We'll see. Excuse me. A lot will have to happen in order for Detroit to not at least have the number five overall pick. Right? That just sounds crazy to me. Okay. Tom Izzo and the Michigan State men's basketball team have landed their first commit for next year's class, and they beat out Juwan Howard, who is the head coach at the University of Michigan, to do it. Four-star combo guard Pierre Brooks, a Detroit native and the top recruit in Michigan in 2021, that's according to 247 Sports, chose the Spartans Wednesday in an announcement via Twitter. Brooks ranked number 83rd overall in his class by 247 Sports, averaged 23 points per game in his junior season at Detroit's Douglas Academy. In addition to Michigan, he also had offers from the likes of Iowa, Butler, and Xavier. So Brooks' commitment puts Michigan State in position to land the top two 2021 recruits in Michigan, with four-star point guard Jaden Atkins strongly considering the Spartans as well. So how about Tom Izzo? Big, big, big time acquisition here in Pierre Brooks. He is a baller. If you haven't seen his highlight tape, I highly encourage you all to check it out later on after Current Sports, okay? After the show, please. But it was really cool how Pierre Brooks announced this. You know, it's really becoming like a thing, if it hasn't already become a thing, for high school athletes making that college choice to put together a whole production. As Pierre Brooks, he went to what many consider to be the Mecca of Detroit basketball, the St. Cecilia Gym. He went to the St. Cecilia Gym, sat on the steps there leading up to the front doors. Then he had his family out there with him, and then he revealed that he would be attending Michigan State University. He had like a Michigan State shirt on, Michigan State basketball shorts, and his family had Michigan State shirts on around him, revealing it. Awesome, awesome video. Give it a look when you get a chance. It's a whole production now, right? I wonder if he hired like Tarantino to put that together. Okay. Detroit Red Wings goaltender Jimmy Howard. He knows something about needing a mask in order to work, right? Through his Jimmy Howard Foundation, he has donated $50,000 worth of N95 masks to the Detroit Medical Center to help protect healthcare workers and patients on the front lines dealing with the coronavirus. This is what Howard told the Free Press. I felt it was my duty. Through my foundation, we were able to come up with funds. The biggest thing, actually, was finding the mask. They are in such high demand, but we were able to come across a supplier and we were able to purchase them. With me playing behind a mask for so many years, it was fitting to come up with the idea of donating masks. So Jimmy Howard trying to do his part to help healthcare workers working on the front lines who are battling the coronavirus pandemic. Awesome stuff. All right, college football, as we all know, is up in the air for this upcoming season. And college football, as it turns out, will require, college? That's right, college students. Some of the sports leaders stressed the point to Vice President Mike Pence in a conference call last week. And look, man, if campuses are closed and we don't have students, how can college football exist? This is what Big 12 commish Bob Bowlesby told CBS Sports. Quote, "Our players are students. If we are not in college, we are not having contest." Now, some have speculated about the possibility of playing games without fans in the stands. While that could be a feasible path for professional sports, it's unlikely at any collegiate level. Now, Pence, the VP of our nation, he spoke with members of the College Football Playoff Management Committee, which includes the commissioners from 10 conferences, as well as Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick. College Football Playoff Executive Director Bill Hancock was also on the April 15th call. Hancock told Yahoo Sports, quote, "It shows that the White House understands how significant college athletics is to folks in this country." And that makes sense, right? I mean, if you don't have these athletes in the classroom, and if you don't have students on campus, I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't understand how college football can continue. If it does, it won't be the same, I tell you that. All right, this is very cool stuff. A Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson golf match involving football legends Tom Brady and Peyton Manning is planned for next month. That's according to Turner Sports. The match, Champions for Charity, that's the title of it, will benefit coronavirus relief. The event will air live on TNT, possibly Memorial Day weekend, at an undisclosed location without spectators. Mickelson tweeted out the apparent pairings. This is what he tweeted, quote, "After feeling the sting of defeat the first time around, looks like Tiger Woods is bringing a ringer to the match in Peyton Manning." And then he added that he's bringing Brady using a goat emoji. Awesome stuff. A firm date and location for the match have not been decided, although a source told ESPN that it is expected to be held in Florida. Turner Sports said the event organizers are working with Slate and state and local governments and public health officials to ensure the event follows safety and health protocols. That's awesome stuff there. And final two headliners here. Should the NBA set a plan to restart in the coming months, it will need to include a runway of, quote, at least, end quote, 3 or 4 weeks for players to prepare to play those games. That's what Oklahoma City Thunder guard Chris Paul said on Wednesday. This is what Paul had to say. And remember, Chris Paul is serving his 7th year as NBPA, National Basketball Players Association president. Quote, "I'm just letting you know. And I don't think the league would do it anyway, but if they were like, hey, you got 2 weeks and then we're going, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Whatever the amount is, just know the players will have the input, the say-so, because we are the ones playing. That comes first. We don't ever want to put guys in a situation where their injury risk is higher than ever before." Since the NBA season was suspended because of the coronavirus pandemic, many players haven't had the access to training facilities or even basketball goals. Fall said he hasn't shot in a basketball gym since the layup lines prior to his team's game against the Jazz, which was on March 11th. I told you, there are many players who haven't been playing in the offseason. You would think that every NBA player out there would have a goal at home, right? Would have a rim to shoot on. But surprisingly, that isn't the case. Or if they do, they're just using this time to rest. So I get where CP3 is coming from. All right, and some news to close out our headliners concerning the National Hockey League. The National Hockey League has stepped away from its path to use non-NHL rinks and neutral sites to resume its season. That's according to ESPN. The NHL was reportedly considering holding the rest of its season in locations such as New Hampshire or North Dakota during the summer, but had not discussed any final details with the NHL Players Association. The plan never got out of quote-unquote concept stages due to challenges in staging and televising games and lack of accommodations. So, yeah, the NFL is still trying to, the NHL is still trying to figure things out. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll tell you what I believe will happen with the Detroit Lions as they have that third overall draft pick in round one of tonight's NFL draft. We'll discuss that and so much more. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin, and apologies if I sound a bit nasally. You know, around this time of the year, my allergies really, really bother me, especially if the weather is fluctuating from hot, well, not hot, but like warm to cold. You know, we've seen 60 and then we've seen 30. So my nose is just like, whoa, what is going on? What is going on? So, all right, let's push along here. I, like many of you out there, I'm totally excited for tonight. And I think I'm maybe more excited than I've been for the NFL draft in recent years simply because of the circumstances that we are trying to get through this year in particular, right? We do not have live sports. Live sports is not a thing right now. And us as sports fans, we're trying to find anything to try and give us that sports fix that we crave oh so badly. And tonight, which is usually a big night regardless of the circumstances, I mean, the NFL draft is a whole production now. And speaking of production, remember what the NFL draft was supposed to be like this year? You know, I remember giving you guys the story, bringing you guys the story on our airwaves about how the NFL planned to hold the NFL draft this year out in Las Vegas. How it was going to be held at a certain casino that had a small body of water in front of that casino. And after every pick, that player who was chosen would travel to the stage to meet Roger Goodell. It would travel in a boat. That's how insane this year's NFL draft was supposed to be. Gosh, that would have been great, right? But of course, that had to be put off maybe until like what, next year? Because I really hope we see that due to the pandemic that we're undergoing. And if we thought that was going to be new and different, nah. Even that can hold a light to what we are going to see tonight. The NFL draft is going to have such a different feel. I mean, we're talking video conference. As I mentioned in the headliners, I mean, we're talking Zoom and Skype, folks. Communicating through those virtual platforms in order to make those selections that will make or break your franchise. Microsoft Teams, Zoom, Skype for backup, the good old telephone is going to be in play as well. You can call the league's VP of player personnel and make a pick. It's going to be so different, but I think that kind of adds to the excitement as well, just to see how this is pulled off. I really hope that ESPN and ABC and the NFL Network have really done their homework. And I just hope we don't have like a situation where we're having technical difficulties. Because technology, it's great when it works. But as all of us can attest to, it is so annoying when it doesn't. Right? I mean, can you just imagine if a team is about to make its pick and the connection, the Wi-Fi isn't great and it starts cutting out? I mean, come on, man. I just really hope those problems don't happen tonight. I don't want to see a Teddy Riley and Babyface moment. For those who watched that epic R&B battle over the weekend, you know what I'm talking about. Make sure the Wi-Fi connection is strong so that nothing goes wrong. With that being said, let me touch upon the Detroit Lions. Because the Detroit Lions are making headlines, no, not for being a great NFL team. Come on now. No, the Lions are making headlines because they have the number 3 overall pick. A pick that is highly coveted, not by the Detroit Lions, but by other teams, none more than the Miami Dolphins. That's the big debate. Should the Lions keep that pick? Draft some kind of big dog out there? Should they draft Tua? I'm gonna get to that in just a moment. Or should they give that pick up to a team like Miami? Because that's going to be the team. That's the only thing that's being talked about right now. That's the team that is going for that number 3 overall pick. And mind you, the Miami Dolphins, they have the number 5 pick tonight. Will the Dolphins and the Lions embark in some kind of trade where they swap those picks? They swap number 3 and number 5. The Lions still get a top 5 draft pick. And the Dolphins get a number 3 pick and possibly draft Tua Tagovailoa, a quarterback that they desperately need. What will the Lions do? What should the Lions do? Again, because those are two vastly different conversations to have. Now, for me, in a dream world, you guys know how I feel about Tua Tagovailoa. You guys know how I feel about the Detroit Lions franchise. I look at the Detroit Lions franchise, a franchise that is so far away from legitimately, you know, having some kind of deep run in the NFL playoffs, if they even make the NFL playoffs. They are so far from it because we're talking about the Detroit Lions, for goodness sake. And I don't have much faith in Matt Patricia looking back at what happened with him and Jim Caldwell, I still believe that Jim Caldwell, he should have stayed as the head coach. So far, this looks like a failed experiment with Matt Patricia at the helm. With all that said, what in the world do the Detroit Lions have to lose by drafting Tua Tagovailoa? A player who immediately can give you a shot in the arm when it comes to excitement and fandom. I mean, if they were to draft Tua, fans would be happy, I think. Most of them. Wanting to buy tickets, wanting to buy Tua Tagovailoa jerseys. Because, I mean, we're talking about a player who has won a national championship, a player who has so much hype around him, who can do so many different things. I think he's a version of a Russell Wilson. Now, sure, are there concerns about Tua's injury history? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But again, you are the Detroit Lions, and the Detroit Lions, we know, they are a team that does not protect Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, the past 2 years, he has broken his back trying to carry this team. Literally broken his back trying to carry this lowly franchise to some kind of prominence because they just don't protect him. That offensive line just doesn't protect him. And Matthew Stafford's not getting any younger here. Wouldn't it be nice to have a backup like Tua, who could potentially be a franchise quarterback in the league? But it's tempting. The Lions, they don't like to. They reportedly aren't going to take a risk like this. And that's the thing, man. You know, to be a great franchise, you have to take some gambles here and there. You got to take some risk. Those who play it safe in life, more times than not, don't accomplish anything worth noting. Don't accomplish anything that moves the needle, anything great. If you play it safe in life, you're just going to live a safe life and never really, like I said, never really move the needle. We can gain so many life lessons like that when looking at the world of sports. Is there a risk involved? Sure. But what in the world do you have to lose? A highly trusted source told ESPN's Matthew Berry that there is, quote, no chance the Lions take Tua Tagovailoa in the draft. To hammer that point home, Berry repeated himself, saying, quote, no chance. And Matthew Berry has really good sources in the National Football League. No chance that the Lions draft Tua Tagovailoa. In an ideal world for me, I would love if the Lions were to pull that move off and to have Tua on that roster, creating a media frenzy, creating a fandom frenzy in Detroit, to the likes of which we haven't seen, I don't know, maybe since like Calvin Johnson. It just won't happen. Detroit is going to play this thing safe, though. And what I think they are going to do is they will swap picks with the Miami Dolphins. And you know, that report, I mean, that was a really interesting report that I brought to you guys in the headliners, right? Coming from the Miami Herald. The Miami Herald reported that not only are the Miami Dolphins trying to get that number 3 overall pick from the Detroit Lions, but they are also trying to keep the 5th overall pick at the same time. What? The Lions can't be that stupid, right? They're not going to let that happen. Can't be. I mean, we all know that that Lions front office, that Lions leadership, isn't the greatest. They aren't the sharpest tool in the toolbox. But come on. They can't be that incompetent. That would just be insane. Insane. You know, as I noted in that piece that I got that story from the Miami Herald, Miami would really have to sweeten that deal. It might have to be double. This is what the Lions general manager and Bob Quinn said last week. Quote, when you're talking about value, when you're talking about tiers in the draft, if you drop from your tier one to your tier two, then you're getting a different level player. So the draft value chart might get thrown out the window because if you're going to do that, you better get a huge return. You better win that trade on the value chart double. End quote. So, and you know, Quinn has been talking to teams about moving down, dating back to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And he said the Lions had more talks last week. He expects those talks to grow more seriously this week. I'm pretty sure Bob Quinn is maybe texting or on his phone, chatting with other GMs and owners around the league as we speak, preparing for tonight, seeing what kind of sweet deal he can get in giving up that third overall draft pick. Will the Lions move down or not? At the end of the day, I think they do. I think your Detroit Lions will swap with the Miami Dolphins. No, the Dolphins won't keep that fifth overall pick. Again, they'll swap. The Detroit Lions will draft at number five. Miami gets their, hopefully, franchise-leading quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. And the Detroit Lions will end up drafting. Again, this is what we've been hearing for a long time now. They will help that secondary by drafting Jeff Okuda, the highly touted cornerback from Ohio State. That's the player that they covet right now. You keep hearing about the Lions loving Jeff Okuda. Now we've also heard, you know, I was reading, you know, a piece earlier today that talked about how much the Lions adore Isaiah Simmons as well, the linebacker from Clemson. But Jeff Okuda has been on the Lions' radar seemingly since the offseason. Especially when you lose a dynamic secondary player like a Darius Slay, they're going to look to try and beefing up that secondary. So I believe that there's going to be a swap with the Dolphins and the Lions, and Jeff Okuda is going to be that guy that will be donning the Honolulu Blue with the fifth overall pick. I'm rooting for some drama, though. I'm hoping that tonight, just because from an entertainment standpoint, you just love to see picks swapped and some dramatic happenings during the NFL draft. It's what makes it so intriguing. I've been chatting with a few people, and they're hoping for a lot of drama tonight. I am too, because it just makes it that much more entertaining, all right? But what do you think the Lions will and should do? I think, again, because I think those are two different conversations. I think they should draft Tua. Why not? Because if something happens to Matthew Stafford, that was the problem last year when Matthew Stafford got hurt on the back end of the year. The Lions did not have a competent backup quarterback who could come in and hold down the fort. I mean, they were auditioning quarterbacks on the back nine of the season because they did not have a competent quarterback. And then the backup got hurt. It's just like, dude,
You got to prepare for stuff like that, especially when you play for the Detroit Lions, who give up sack after sack after sack. I know Matthew Stafford is tough. No doubt about it. Arguably the toughest player to ever don a Detroit Lions jersey. But he's getting older. If you have a scenario in which Matthew Stafford goes down again, who are you going to throw in there? Because I would love to throw in Tua Tagovailoa and just see what happens. That's not going to happen, though. And I think we're going to be looking at back at this and regretting Tua Tagovailoa not donning a Detroit Lions jersey, because I think the kid is going to be a star. He's going to take off at Miami. You're going to see him on commercials. He's that kind of a player, I believe. Okay, let's hit our final break. When I come back, I'll give you my mock draft, round one mock draft about what I believe will happen tonight. We'll be right back. You are listening to this Thursday NFL Draft special of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. You just heard my thoughts on what I think the Detroit Lions are going to do tonight in round one of the NFL draft. Again, the NFL draft tonight, 8 to 11:30 p.m. You can catch it on ABC, ESPN, NFL Network, ESPN Deportes, ESPN Radio. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, if they pull this off, man, props to ABC. Because, I mean, it's going to be a crazy collective effort to try and pull this off. This is unprecedented territory when it comes to broadcast networks. Because, I mean, you have to coordinate with so many players who will be chosen tonight. And you would like to get them on video after they're chosen, right? So you have to find a way to feed that video in from their respective homes while feeding in feeds from the NFL commissioner, from different NFL teams out there. I mean, it's just so much, man. I think you can bet on a technical difficulty happening at least one time tonight. At least one time. All right, here's my mock draft now. As promised, I'm going to give you my thoughts and predictions right now, pick by pick, on what I believe will happen in round one. All right, let me just get it out the way, because I don't want to bore you guys here. So round one, pick one, Joe Burrow, quarterback from LSU, he'll go to Cincinnati. That's a given, right? No drama there. In the consensus number two pick, Chase Young, he will go to Washington, the edge rusher from Ohio State, the incredibly talented edge rusher from Ohio State. And I believe I do owe lunch to it's either Connor or Alec, I think, when it comes to me guaranteeing that Chase Young would be the number one overall draft pick. That was way before Joe Burrow turned out to be Joe Burrow. The kid is too good to be passed up on. So, yeah, I have to go back in the archives to see who I owe lunch to. All right, I told you the Miami Dolphins will swap picks with the Detroit Lions, and Miami will have the third overall pick, and they will draft Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback out of Alabama. Fourth overall pick will go to the New York Giants, as they will choose Jedrick Willis Jr., the offensive lineman from Alabama. Pick five, Jeff Okuda to your Detroit Lions, the corner from Ohio State.
Pick six, the L.A. Chargers will draft Justin Herbert, the quarterback from Oregon. Pick seven, Isaiah Simmons will head to the Carolina Panthers, the linebacker from Clemson. Pick eight, Tristan Wirfs, the offensive lineman from Iowa, will go to the Arizona Cardinals. Pick nine, Derek Brown, defensive lineman from Auburn. He'll be a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Pick 10, the Cleveland Browns will draft Andrew Thomas, offensive lineman from Georgia. Pick 11, Mekhi Becton will head to the New York Jets, the offensive lineman from Louisville. Pick 12, the Oakland Raiders draft Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver from Alabama. Pick 13, and this, actually, I have this pick coming from the Indianapolis Colts, as they will swap with the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers will draft Henry Ruggs III, wide receiver from Alabama. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a trade up. They will get C.J. Henderson. Well, actually, you know what? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers swapping with the Atlanta Falcons, actually. As the Falcons will get C.J. Henderson, the corner from Florida, at pick 14. Pick 15, the Denver Broncos will get C.D. Lamb. I love that name. C.D. Lamb. Love that name. Wide receiver from Oklahoma. Pick 16, that will go to the Philadelphia Eagles, moving up with, from, you know, with the, you know, a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here. I think they will, the Eagles will get Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver from LSU. Pick 17, the New England Patriots move up, swapping with my Dallas Cowboys. This is what I've been hearing. The Patriots, they really want Jordan Love, the quarterback from Utah State. And the Patriots trying to figure out who's going to be the next guy now that, Tom Brady is gone, right? I think Jordan Love, they will swap with the Dallas Cowboys, and, the Cowboys will give that pick to the Patriots there. Pick 18, Josh Jones, the offensive lineman from Houston, will go to Miami. Pick 19, the Oakland Raiders will draft Javon Kinlaw, defensive lineman from South Carolina. Pick 20, A.J. Terrell, the corner from Clemson. He'll go to Jacksonville. Pick 21, Ezra Cleveland, the offensive lineman from Boise State, in combination in a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Buccaneers are going to get Ezra Cleveland at pick 21. Pick 22, a deal between the Minnesota Vikings and the Buffalo Bills, will give this pick to the Vikings, as Yuder Gross-Matos, the edge rusher from Penn State, will go to Minnesota in a deal there. And in that aforementioned deal with the New England Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys, the Pats, again, moving up to get Jordan Love, I think my Cowboys at pick 23 are going to get Xavier McKinney, the safety from Alabama, with pick 23. Pick 24, Kenneth Murray, the linebacker from Oklahoma. He'll go to the New Orleans Saints. Pick 25, Kalen Johnson, the cornerback from Utah, will go to the Minnesota Vikings. Pick 26, this is a deal with the Houston Texans, as the Miami Dolphins will get another pick. A.J. Epinesa, the edge rusher from Iowa, he'll go to Miami. Again, that was a deal between the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans. Pick 27, the Seattle Seahawks will get safety Grant Delpit from LSU. Pick 28, the Baltimore Ravens will get a linebacker in Patrick Queen from LSU. Pick 29, the Tennessee Titans get Clavon Chassin, the edge rusher from LSU. Pick 30, the Green Bay Packers will draft Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver from Arizona State. Pick 31, in a deal between the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers, the Giants will get Cesar Ruiz, the offensive lineman from the University of Michigan. The only Michigan or Michigan State player taken in the round one, I should say. And the final pick will go to the Kansas City Chiefs, your Super Bowl champs. They will draft Jeff Gladney, the corner from TCU, with pick 32. All right, folks, that's my mock draft. I'm excited to see how many of them I nail. We'll recap all things NFL draft come tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's NFL draft. We all need this as sports fans. Be safe, be smart, and be easy, people.